Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's up? This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop
it.
Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket line and picket sign. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And if we don't exercise our rights, we're not doing what we're supposed to do. Either we're going to stand up for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for any more of these trickery situations that is being put out here for the American people. It's just really a lot of stuff going on right now. And so we have several topics today, not just one or two. We have several topics today that we're going to talk about because they're all applicable to what's going on right now. That's right. That's why we start our show off with the theme song, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. And Marvin Gaye did a song back in the 60s and 70s that's still applicable in 2022, going into 2023. What's going on? Mercy, mercy me. And all the rest of his songs are so applicable to today's time. So I'm so happy that you're here with me to join me, to join us, me and the co-producers and the co-hosts of the show. We're looking forward to it. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. What a beautiful day in our neighborhood that it is. And I just can't, you know, this is a beautiful Monday. It's the 10th month and the 10th day of the month of 2022. And we're counting down to Halloween, October the 31st. I really don't celebrate Halloween, but, you know, I will give some candy out to the kids, but I'm not going to be putting big old giant spiders out in the front yard and all that stuff. I don't do that. I don't put on the costumes and none of that kind of stuff. But there are so many people who get hyped up for Halloween and put on the Halloween outfits and go to the Halloween parties and get toe back and everything else. That's cool if that's what you want to do. But we have a lot to talk about this week on the show. Thank you very much for the heart. Appreciate that. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And please share this with 10 people. Thank you, Brother Clarence. Share this with 10 people. Share with 10 more people after you share with 10 people. Without further ado, I want to get our co-producer in the studio at this time. Let's get our co-producer in the studio, Vera Jones. Let's get Vera Jones in. Good morning, Sister Vera Jones. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. I am doing wonderful. How about you? And I have someone else that would love to say good morning to you as well. Would you like to say good morning?
Good morning.
Well, is that my niece, Zandria?
Yes.
Good morning, Zandria. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Good.
Wonderful. I'm so glad that you're on today. Did you want to tell me something this morning while you're on the show? Did you want to say something?
Eat your fruits and vegetables and love everyone.
Oh, outstanding.
Yeah, all right. Praise God. That's wonderful. Well, I'm looking forward to talking about we're going to talk a little bit about breast cancer awareness because this is the month of breast cancer awareness. So we're going to talk about what happened in just a little while. So meanwhile, let's get into our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen, into the studio. So good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, Vera. Good morning, Danzia, to your daughter. Good morning to all our wonderful listeners throughout this nation and around the world. Once again, we are tuned into the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones blog talk show. He has put the key in the ignition, turned the ignition, and the limo has fired up, and we are starting to hit the road. Thank you, Pastor Eddie, for having me once again.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. Let's say good morning to my daughter, Talana Jones. Good morning, Talana. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad. Good morning to Andrea, to Clarence, and to Professor Reams. Shout out to Dr. Loretta Adams Jones and to Cousin V and everybody listening on Facebook. I love you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Welcome. Good morning. Now let's say good morning to our professor, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, the regular. Good morning, Dr. Granny V. Good morning, Kalana. Good morning to all of our other co-hosts. Once again, we're back at a wonderful Monday, and we're going to sit back, relax, but also get involved in the wonderful topic that Pastor Jones has given to the best blog talk radio program on the planet. So take care and take time to just sit back so that we can listen and show how we handle the issues, but also how we show glory to God and His mercy. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Professor Reem.
Good morning, Professor Reem.
Now, I want to say good morning to Evangelist Virginia Valentine, who's calling all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for joining us. I want to say hi to Letitia Long. Hello, Letitia. How are you? And put the name of your business and you know, everything on Facebook right now, if you don't mind, Letitia, and share that with everybody. Pureholistic Health is the name of her business. Pureholistic Health is wonderful.
Dad, you're really choppy.
Cutting out.
Oh, I'm cutting out?
Yes, your words are very choppy.
Yes, you're cutting in and out.
Oh, okay. Let's see if I can fix that a little bit. Let's see. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me better?
We will see as you speak.
Okay, well, now that we have some people in the studio and everything, praise God, come on, bless you, so can I tell you right now?
Is it possible to move your location, Eddie?
No, I never have a choppy problem. But let's see, is it better now? Wait, let me see something. Let me see. Okay, is it better now? Can you hear me better? Okay, Letitia said loud and clear. Can you guys hear me loud and clear?
Yes, we can, Eddie.
Okay, that's really important. That's Pureholistic Health.
Eddie, if you can hear this, we cannot hear you at all, Eddie. We cannot hear you at all.
Okay. What's going on?
Eddie, are you speaking? Can you hear me?
Dad, we seem to have lost complete sound. We can't hear you at all.
Perhaps he needs to hang up and start over again. I'm not sure, but I can't hear anything. I hear you, Talana. Can anyone else hear Eddie?
Oh, I cannot hear him, so, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Professor Reed.
Okay, can
Solana.
You guys hear me? Hello? Can
Great.
You guys hear me?
Yes, you're back.
You hear
now.
Me now? Okay.
Welcome back.
All right. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Okay, I'm so glad to be back, and thank you guys for holding it down while we had to take care of some technical difficulties. But I was actually shouting out Letitia's business. What's up, Irene? How are you? God bless you, Irene. Thank you for joining us, and we can hear you clearly. It may be her connection. Okay, so since everybody can hear me clearly now, I want to start off with over the weekend, me and my wife participated in an event called Queens with Goals, and it was a breast cancer awareness walk for breast cancer awareness. So I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to let Vera take it over. Vera, take it over because you're with Queens with Goals. You're the PR person. Tell everybody about the event that happened on Saturday.
Okay, Eddie, the event was wonderful. It was outstanding. It was the first annual Queens with Goals Breast Cancer Awareness Walk, and it was great to have family, friends, and community come out to walk. And there were several people present that there were survivors of cancer, of breast cancer, that spoke, and it was good to put money towards those particular items that people forget about. Sometimes it's great to donate to for research. So not only were Queenswood Goals a part of that, but they're going to be giving half of the proceeds to breast cancer for some of the black women in our community. And I am not really aware and sure of the name of the group, Eddie. However, I know that it will be done. And so many people came out and they enjoyed the sun, nature, snacks, and it was an emotional point at one particular time for me also, because it was of joy and happiness because the ladies were present and they spoke yeah. about their experience with breast cancer. We also had a opening prayer by Wanda Jones that was outstanding to get us ready. And then everyone was, they were pumped up to walk. And the sun was shining, and we're looking forward to the second annual next year.
Who was your MC? Who was your MC?
The MC was Eddie Jones Jr. So thank you. I want to thank you, Eddie, so much for coming out. And if anyone is interested in donating to the Queenswood Goals, the cancer research, and they can go online to QueenswithGoals.inc. And you can contact us by doing so. And
yes.
keep yourself aware, because we all know someone that presently may have cancer or someone that has had it. So it's great to keep our eyes open. I just want to make sure that you're aware men also can get breast cancer. So for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, keep walking, keep eating, keep being healthy. And I just want to say amen for God keeping us all. Eddie, thank you.
Amen. I want to send a special shout out to all the ladies who walked, and I also want to send a special shout out to Renee and Yvette, because I think they walked 14 laps. I think they did 14 laps. Everybody else probably did about 5 or 6 laps. And thank you, Irene, for joining us all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for the hearts and everything. We appreciate it so much. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show.
I wanted to give a special shout out to the founders of this particular event. And
yes.
I could say that since Leilani went through breast cancer perhaps maybe a year ago,
yes.
she brought this to mind that we should also make everyone aware. And
yes.
to Angela Clayton and the two ladies that experienced
yes.
breast cancer, our founder.
Well, You know, Vera, I tell you, I got really emotional when I saw Angela crying, and then Leilani was crying, and it just, you know, we have lost a lot of lives to breast cancer, and my hat's off to all the survivors of breast cancer. I want to send a special shout-out to my cousin Brandy, Cousin V's daughter, my cousin Brandy, who
Amen.
Has passed on, you know, and also my cousin Brenda
yes.
Jones, who also has passed on, but a shout-out to both of them. And cancer is really serious. Breast cancer is very serious. So I thought we would dedicate our show to breast cancer awareness today. And shout out to you, Cousin Angela. Shout out to you, Sheila Timberlake. You know, and everybody that's on right now. God bless you. As we move away from this topic, we will always remember never to forget, because we all know somebody who has had a battle with breast cancer or had a battle and lost that battle to breast cancer. Always remembered and never to be forgotten. Breast cancer awareness is a priority, and the more we fight for it and the more we get information about it, the more we can do about it to help change it. QueenswithGoals.org is the site you can go to get more information. QueenswithGoals.org. And you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and we're talking about it right now. So now we're going to switch reels. I promised that I would shout that out. It was an honor to be the MC and to interview all the, you know, everybody. I interviewed almost everyone who participated And it was some good interviews. So I'm quite sure if you go to the website, you'll probably see some of those interviews up there real soon. Again, that's Queens with Goals, queenswithgoals.org. And don't forget to support Letitia's business, too. And Letitia is Pureistic Health. And here we go. Let's see. All right. Pureistic Health.
Queens,
that's right.
Goals, Eddie, excuse me. Queens with Goals.
.org. Yes. Well, Angela just put another one up there on there. She put queenswithgoals.org. So, but also Pureistic Health and Beauty, www.pureistichealth.com. Okay, and Queens with Goals and withgoals.org. Hey, what's up, Lori? How are you, Lori? Hi, Pastor. How are you? God bless you, Pastor, and all the work that you're doing. And I think it's New Jersey, or I know it's on the East Coast, but put where you're at, Minister Lori Milowitz. Put where you. I know you're the pastor over. You give away food. You help people with clothes. You're always praying for everybody every morning. Praise God for you and the work that you're doing. We were talking about breast cancer awareness, Queens of Goals, and their first annual breast cancer awareness walk was just this past Saturday where I was the MC, and I just want to thank everybody who participated, and what a wonderful time it was, you know, getting together and walking for a cause that's way bigger than us. And again, a special shout out to my cousin Brandy, who has passed on, who lost her battle with breast cancer. But, you know, sending out love to Cousin V and all my family, and also to Brenda Jones, you know, my cousin who has passed on, sending out love to you too, and anybody out there who has had a battle with breast cancer. Right now we're going to switch reels. We're going to talk about our first topic. Our first topic is $7 a gallon for gas. $7 a gallon for gas. Okay, $7 a gallon for gas, and will it ever stop? Will it ever stop? Because they're saying that $7 can go to $9, and if you drive an SUV or you drive a truck or you drive a car that's pretty big, six cylinders or more, then you are paying $7 a gallon for gas. So without further ado, I'm going to go straight to Professor Reams on this very important topic, because you got to make a choice on whether you're going to buy gas or buy food, or whether you're going to pay the bill or you're going to get the gas. You can't go without the gas because you got to get to work. But what's happening to the economy? What's going on? What's going to happen to the people who can't afford to put gas in their car? Are people, you know, they were siphoning gas out of vehicles. They were stealing gas from the gas station. So with gas being $7 a gallon, that's a lot of money. If you think that's a lot of money, let me see some hearts up here on Facebook Live. If you think that's a lot of $7 a gallon, wow, you're not getting a whole lot of gas at that price. And it's supposed to go up to $9 an hour. That's a lot of money. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us some insight on this gas, because this gas is out of control. And it's going to be bad for people. I mean, I don't know if they're trying to force us into these electric cars or what it is, but by 2035, there'll be no gas ran vehicles ever sold in America or even in the world again. Right on for the hearts, y'all. I love those hearts. Thank you. Go right ahead, Professor Reams. Please take the floor.
Yes, thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Now, one thing about it with California, of course, we're leading in the prices. In other states, the gas is much lower because of the fact of how they're refining and how they're using the type of blends they're using. But in California, we're in a unique spot where when we had the pandemic, it resulted in some shutdowns in the maintenance that goes with refineries. So this is kind of how this works. Every year, the refineries are, like anything else, they need to be maintained. And in doing so on the off seasons, which is usually around this time, not during the summer, because summer is usually the peak period, gas is flowing, they're putting things together, and they're also creating the special blend that we have, and I'll get to the special blend. It's during these off periods, like now, that they go for maintenance, and that means that it limits the ability for the refineries to produce gasoline. The problem we've had in California is that we've had a history of bad air. We had a history where they were just putting together cheap forms of oil, And we also had a history where we had a good transportation system back in the 40s and 50s with the red cars, and we decided to switch over to cars, freeways, and all these other things in general. Had we kept the prior system, then we wouldn't have been so dependent on cars. However, that's not where we are now. And so with the cars and the diesel and also growth and all, it has resulted in a very limited number of refineries, because at some point in time, it was becoming very environmental and friendly to where you could breathe the air. It was making you sick. So the California decided to go for stricter air quality policies that would lead us to move away from fossil fuels eventually. And the most recent thing with Governor Newsom was the by 2035 to have, as Pastor Jones mentioned, everyone only buying electric cars along with also a diesel. Okay, well, that's 13 years off. What are we doing now? So right now, with the refineries turned off, they weren't able to create the blend of oil that we usually use for our gas, and that is a safer type of oil so that it doesn't pollute the air so we can breathe. Well, what led to this is that I and some others live close to a refinery. They were dumping air into dumping oil and into the air, and then that resulted in many of our kids developing allergies and upper respiratory issues over the years because of all this dumping. Okay, well, when they changed that, then the air quality got a little better. But the problem is that it is costly to create this type of blend. The other thing is that we don't have a lot of competition out here for refineries. So whether you have a Valero or Exxon or Shell, it's part of the same cartel. So whenever they're losing money, they can increase the prices as needed. One complaint that came of it is the idea that they're gouging us anyway to make up the difference. That's been a complaint that we've had. Now, the problem is that we have been faced with this situation since I was at Water and Power and working with the energy industry for the past two decades. And so the three areas that they're talking about, which has been the problem, is a lack of competition in refineries. You also have supply constraints due to our unique clean burning gasoline, which we use specifically. Everywhere else doesn't use the clean burning stuff. We have to create our own. And then, of course, the high taxes living in California. So when we get to this area here, the proposal has been to establish a gas pipeline for stockpiling, increase transparency from the oil refineries, and then ease some environmental requirements during times of increased market. Okay, well, they've been talking about that for years, but then that means if you ease the policy on that, then the air gets a little dirty in those emergency sections, which doesn't really help towards moving away from fossil fuels. So we're caught between a rock and a hard place by moving away from fossil fuels, but trying to do it in such a way that it gradually, where everyone catches up with it, which would mean it would have to be a whole restructuring of how we do work, which, you know, now we're home more these days. It also means planning which you can't do, but planning how you shop and how you do things based on restrictions. And that's why the old policy has been, when we have a crisis like this, then people have to suffer and with the high price until it goes down. The good news, however, is that it's going to get eased because both Governor Newsom has decided to switch to the early, cheaper blend now so that it puts more gas into the reserves and into the pipelines and things like that. So you'll see an easing like that. And also President Biden has released 10 million more barrels from Strategic Petroleum Reserves for November in answer to OPEC's interest in increasing reducing the number of barrels of oil it sends to the United States. Now, here's the other thing. OPEC is losing money. It was at $50 to $60, $70, and maybe below $100 now. It was also because the demand stopped and ore was limited because of the pandemic. However, to fire up these refineries takes a lot of energy and a lot of time, bad pun, because of the fact that it requires – it's like turning off your computer. When you turn it off, it takes more energy to bring it up to snuff than just keep everything working. So they're pushing because they're losing money themselves. So with the OPEC nations, they're hoping to get it back to $100 so that there's incentive for them to keep producing the oil, which keeps it cheap. So is it going to end up at $7 or $8? We'll see. Because if Gavin Newsom has released the new cheaper blend, and then we get to Biden's 110 million more barrels, it's going to probably languish between this price. It could go up a little bit, but it could go down. But both sides are actively trying to avoid trying to have it go to $7, $8, $9, or $10. But just to give you an idea of what's going on around the world because of the Ukrainian war with Russia, Europe has been paying for quite some time $7 and $8 per gallon, and this is in Germany, France, Italy, Spain, and the United Kingdom, whereas Hong Kong has been paying $11 and Norway has been paying $10. So this is not just here, but it's also around the world that the dependence of oil based on the cartel and based on short-sightedness has resulted in OPEC literally bringing the world to its knees because of the fact that we didn't have the insight to do the right thing and move away from fossil fuels and go to renewables. So this is where we are. And so with OPEC being in the position it's in, it's anybody's guess on what can be done. And it's also to our own that it's going to be a bumpy road trying to make that transition between moving away from fossil fuels and then the things that we rely on, especially in the production of plastics, which is why I and other colleagues have been trying to push for plastics, which, of course, are petroleum-based, but biodegradable so that they don't create a landfill the size of a continent like it's done in closer to New Zealand and in the Atlantic as it is now, so that we can use the same materials over and over again and not be responsive on oil-related petroleum products. But again, it comes down to it's a bigger picture than all of us, but some relief may come, but we will see because, again, we're in a voting year, we're in an election year. It matters on who you have in office because these things that I talked about with 2 decades that we're talking about was debunked by the two governors from Pete Wilson to also to Arnold Schwarzenegger who were pro-petroleum. They could have done this 10, 20 years ago, and we could have been in a better spot. But since they didn't, we're having to pay catch-up. So, everyone, my prayers are with you. Help is on the way, but we'll just have to see as we progress and what happens by the time of November. And with that, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you.
Hey, man, let's give a big hand.
Hey, Professor Ring.
Thank you for taking that down. Okay, so when you drive up to the gas pump and it's $7 a gallon, I mean, if it's $6.99, that's $7. If it's $6.84, that's $7 a gallon. I don't know about you, but I drove up to that pump the other day coming back in from L.A., and I saw $6.80 or whatever it was, and I just shook my head. I had to shake my – oh, my gosh. That is a lot of gas. Sheila Timberlake said, so if we're moving away from the fuel – she's on Facebook Live. If we're moving away from the fuel into the electric, does that mean that they're going to do that to the airplanes too? They already have electric airplanes. They're already testing electric airplanes. And yes, they will be using electric airplanes. She said she won't be flying anymore. You know you're going to get on that electric airplane and fly. You won't be hearing those loud engines anymore. You know, like if you ever been in a Tesla, they're quiet. You don't hear nothing. It's just electricity. And electricity is what makes the vehicle go. And it's been a long time coming, but it's the future. And it's going to take over. And everything will be electric. Even the robots that will be walking in the subway one day, walking down the street asking you, are you okay? You're going to have robots, police officers, robot doctors, and all kinds. They already have robot doctors already. So, yeah, that's where we're going. But we're talking about the gas prices right now and how unbelievably outrageous they are. I don't know about you, but the gas is out of control. And as you just heard, in other countries, the gas is $11 a gallon. You know, and usually California sets precedents for other states like Chicago, Detroit, and all around there. So right now it's a whole lot of gas, a whole lot of gas prices. Hey, what's up, Jason? How are you? Pastor Ramsey is out there. Belita Wilson, I want to shout you out on Facebook Live. Let's see, who else is there? Okay. Rochelle Wiggins, shout you out, sister. How you doing, fam? And all of our people, Sheila Timberlake, Cassandra Romero, God bless you guys. Thank you for joining us. I want to go to Brother Clarence M. Allen real quick. Brother Clarence M. Allen, what's going on with these gas prices, man? What's up? What's going on?
Everything Professor Ream said, man, he covered all the bases. The bases are full, and he just hit a grand slam. But when you have power, when you are in control of power and you are the authority of power, you don't have to say a word. You just show your control, authority, and you know, you apply that power, and you hit people by the lack of resources or the increase in prices of their necessities. And so what we're seeing right here in the price of fuel, this is the spirit, the tip of the spearhead of the arrow when it comes to inflation, when it comes to travel, when it comes to the resources we need, because everything is predicated on the price of the fuel that we need. So when we're looking at this increase in gas, only in California, it shows the power that they have. You know, I worked in petroleum 4 years in the service, and so it's an extraordinary fuel. I mean, an extraordinary industry from the drilling to the processing to the storage and distribution tanks. And so then when you get it to the gas station, you know, and you set that rate and that consumer has to pay that rate, you know, it hits at the pocket. So some of us may have to look at alternative fuel, alternative travel resources, because it's really getting out of hand. You know,
hey, Brother Clarence.
Yes.
Some of us might have to get our bicycles out the garage and start riding our bikes like they do in China and Japan.
I was hitting there, you know. Back in the day, we had bicycles. We rode and we took transportation. So let me get back to you, Eddie. I got to find a more quieter place right now. A little noise on the outside. Right. So I'll come to you.
That's okay. Thank you, Brother Clarence. Thank you so much. Wait a minute. Sister Felita Wilson, what happens when we have blackouts and power outages? Because right now, Sheila Timberlake said, but did you hear on the news that they said that by 2025, there's not going to be enough electricity to charge all the cars? Now, we're already having blackouts already, and we don't, so I don't know how I'm sure they got something planned to change the grid, just like when they brought in the 5G. They told everybody, they shut everything down and brought in 5G without us knowing. Next thing you know, we're all on 5G. Now that I'm sure they have some electrical towers and things that they're going to bring out that they ain't telling nobody about, but I guarantee you they're going to be running these electric cars, and the cars by 2023, you might not believe me now, cars are flying. Uber has flying cars right now. Uber already has them. There's other companies that have flying cars that you can order right now. But this is where it's going, y'all. This is where it's going. It's going to the air by electricity, on the ground by electricity. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to add, the reason that President Biden was interested in the infrastructure bill was to give money to change the whole infrastructure, which would be the electric grid and all of these other things that are there. So the money is allocated to move towards electrifying and changing the way that the current grid is, because it's outdated. So I'll just yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
You know, we got to get ready. And I'm not going to talk about the gas too long, because we already know the gas is $7 and some change. And I'm talking now, if you want regular gas, it's $6.50 or $6.25. But if you want premium gas, it's $7 plus. So when you go to the gas station, just, you know, be mindful of what the Yes. She was Timberlake said on Facebook Live, we're really about to be in the Jetsons. Yes, we are. We're going to the way that the Jetsons are, just like the cartoon. Your flying car will be landing on top of your roof, and you'll walk down the stairs into your place. And that's the way they're building these homes now. These smart homes, they have landing pads on them already. So people who want to have flying cars, and Tesla will have flying cars, Lucid will have flying cars, and all the rest of these companies will have flying cars. And what Felita Will said, they always have us focusing on one thing while there's another agenda that they're working on. We have not seen anything yet. I have to agree with Sister Felita Wilkes, First Lady Felita Wilkes. You said a mouthful. They tell us at the last minute. By the time they tell us they're going to do it, we have no voice in it whatsoever. That's why it's so good to go down to the city council meeting and have a voice and find out what's going on in your city, because that money's allocated to the city council for the city council to allocate out to projects that are going on in the city. But we have a vote on whether we want that money to go towards flying cars or no more gas or electric cars or electric car charging stations. That's really important. Your voice counts. Speaking of that, we're going to talk about voting later, because it's coming up again. It's time for you to use your vote. Yes, it will take our faith and our trust, Pastor Ramsey. We have to have faith in God and trust in God. Not in man, because man will mislead you, but God will not fail. God will do anything but fail. So we have to stay focused on God. Let's go to our next topic. Okay, our next topic is black rappers are being killed at least once a week. I don't know if you guys have been watching the news, but we don't have a program. That's so true. We're going to go to that in just a minute. Every week, there's been a rapper being killed. The last one that I read about was two rappers. One, I think it's PMD. I think that's his name. He was from Philadelphia. He was at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles off of Manchester, and his girlfriend took a picture of them eating Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, and he had on all his jewelry, a lot of jewelry, like $1 million worth. A few minutes later, some assailants came in, and they wanted his jewelry, which I would say, here, take all this jewelry, and they shot him and killed him. All the rappers are being killed. I mean, I don't understand what the big thing is about killing rappers. So with that being said, I'm going to go to my daughter, Talana Jones. Talana, take the floor. Why are they killing all the rappers? I mean, golly, do you even want to be a rapper? I mean, God, you become a rapper, you get killed. So go ahead, Talana. What do you think about that?
I honestly have no comment. All I can say is they put subliminal messages in music, and I'll yield back to that.
Amen, amen. Praise God. I'm going to go to Vera. Vera, please take the floor. Tell us, why do you think the rappers are being killed so rapidly? I mean, why?
Eddie, that's a really good question, but I want to say that we should have no color lines, and like Rodney King said, can we all just get along? And then there is a message in rapping. Now, I am not really familiar with too many rappers at all, Eddie. However, I know that it is almost like singing the blues. But the rappers use a different style in the way that they bring their message. And some do not like what perhaps the other rapper may have said in their song, so I'm not really sure, but that is a very good question, and I yield back to you.
So the reason why, you know, I mean, I'm praying for the rappers because, you know, and then we got to think about, like, some of these rappers out here, they talk about women real bad. They call them out of their name. They call them all kinds of names. And then some rappers rap about other rappers, and they call it dissing each other. And that's when the beef gets started. I remember when Biggie and Tupac had a beef over what somebody said, you know, and it turned into two great rappers dying. And ever since those two have died, it's just like been out of control with rappers being killed. Old Dirty, I forgot his whole name, Old Dirty B, that's his name. I can name you over the last they said that like thousands of rappers have been killed over the last 30 years. Thousands. And it's crazy. Good morning. How are you, Pastor Newell? Good morning. God bless you. And I just wanted to, like, I'm going to go to Brother Clarence in Maryland. Clarence, are you in a better spot now?
Oh, absolutely, Pastor. I appreciate you.
Well, I've got to ask you, man, they're killing these rappers on an all-time high. Every week, there's a dead rapper. What is, I mean, they're killing, I mean, if you come from New Jersey or New York and you out here in L.A. visiting like this rapper was from Philadelphia, all he ever dreamed of was just coming here having some Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in L.A. Well, he should have went to the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in Hollywood, you know, since he's a celebrity and a rapper. And then there was another rapper went home. He went. Every time he came home, he would go get cookies for his family. So he went to the cookie store to get some cookies. The guy shot him to death. And he gave a lot of money back to his community. He was doing good, you know. And they're just killing the rappers. So tell me, Clarence, why do you think they're killing the rappers, brother?
Well, there's many reasons, Pastor Eddie. One of the number one, two, and three reasons is this misguided education that we receive from this nation. Another one is the infestation that we have received from those who came here and took people, raped, robbed, pillaged, killed, burned, you name it. All of these evils, even the diseases, are out here in a society. So when you continue to oppress and discriminate, profile, use racism against a particular people, and you educate them with all of your sins, all of your evils, all of your hate, the violence, the criminology, all of this is within you. And then when you look at the gangs and when they were originally created, their purpose have been lost their focus over the last half a century and been taught to work for an adversary that now supplied them with the drugs, the weapons to kill each other. And so when you see another brother out here that has forgotten how to become legitimately successful, whatever level of wealth that is, and he see another brother that then made it, he will rob that brother instead of protecting that brother. And this is what we have here. You know, it's the crab in the barrel syndrome. You know, we should be thankful and be grateful and appreciate that another person of our own color has been successful and have accumulated wealth. And if you out here, you're a Crip, blood, Latino, whatever, one of these rappers that made it, man, regardless of the genre of rap, whether it's gangster, whether it's empowerment, whether it's rhythm or whatever, we need to be protecting them. And if you're not, you have become a pawn of those who have supplied you with the weapons and have manipulated your mindset into thinking that you can come up by taking some from another brother that looks like you, but just have a different face, same skin, same hair, same culture.
That brings me to this too, because Sister Robinson Timberlake, Sister Sheila Timberlake said a lot of it is jealousy, envy, and greed, and it is. And I agree with what you said, Brother Clarence. You said a mouthful. I appreciate that. Thank you for chiming in on that, because it's really important.
Can I also add something? I just want to add, like, this is the point. They took everything away that made any type of sense. They took discipline away from the homes and the school. They took mentorship, anything that looks like fellowshipping, away. At one point, it was even church. And now they've tainted music. Used to be about love and healing. And now, as I said earlier, because I really mean that, subliminal messages that are put in music, in hip-hop, blues, R&B, even sometimes the secular music that we don't get to listen to, rock music, It's all messages.
Mm-hmm.
And how people program themselves to listen to it, it plays on a loop on the radio, so it's heard every day. It changes
mm-hmm.
people's energy.
I agree with you. I mean, at one point they were going after Cardi B because she had something in one of her songs about some gang-banging stuff, and she had to end up apologizing. I read the article where she ended up – they told her she came to a certain state that they would come up on the stage and get her, literally. And so she ended up apologizing to those gang members, and you know, because, you know, they're everywhere. So it was another rapper. He was they had, like, some big show. I forgot what they call it, but every year they have it, like Coachella. And this one rapper was going to be rapping at the Coachella, and while he was backstage, his security was there with him, but all of a sudden he got stabbed to death. And this is just here recently when they had the Coachella thing. So all these unnecessary killing of rappers, I'm praying for the rappers, and I'm praying that the rappers will rap with some sense and stop talking about each other and going after each other and start going, just rap about society, rap about these gas prices, rap about the justice and equality. Because, you know, my next topic, and I'm going right into it, I'm not cutting no corners. We got several topics that we're talking about. Now, our next topic is black people killing black people. Why and when will it ever stop? Okay, we'd be talking about the white man, this, the white man, that, the white man, this, the Klans and all the skinheads. No. No. Black people are shooting and killing each other. If you hear me, put some hearts up. If you hear me right now, you turn on the news, some black guy done shot a black guy and shot a black woman. I mean, they don't care if it's a man or a woman these days. If you hear me, put some hearts up on Facebook Live. They are killing people, okay? Black people are killing people, okay? They're killing each other. Okay, but look, we're always talking about with the white man. Well, the white man going to do this to us. Well, guess what? The white man ain't got to do a thing but sit back and watch. And he's going to say, look at those ninjas shooting each other over a color, over red and blue. Look at those ninjas shooting each other over some stupid stuff, okay? We got to get galvanized and wake up, because when this thing hits, let me tell you something. These Caucasian organizations, they got weapons. They have tanks. They have helicopters. They got bunkers underground. They got all kinds of stuff. Now, you might have a 9mm, but you only have one 9mm, and that's not going to get it. Okay? These people that I'm talking about, and I don't, you know, I'm not saying no one group, but they are stocked up and ready. And while we're busy killing off each other, that'll be one less group that they have to deal with, because all they got to do is put some guns in our community, and instead of us protecting our homes and our wives and our children, and our nieces and nephews and cousins, we're out there getting mad at somebody and shooting them over something stupid. So let's talk a little bit about that, and that's going to take me right to Tawana. Tawana, I want to go back to you because you seem like you're on fire. Why is it so much black-on-black crime? Why do black people want to kill each other, especially in Chicago? Chicago has had the most, is one of the most murder capitals of the world when it comes to black-on-black crime. Okay, and California is not far behind, and Compton is not far behind. So tell me, why are we shooting and killing each other? Gina, hey, what's up, Gina?
I can only say.
Everett,
I can't seriously say I have an answer for that. I know that there's a lot of cruelty in the world. It's been for a long time, but as time has gotten, you know, longer, years have passed, everything has changed. People are changing, and the sign of times is starting to manifest. Everything that they talk about with the plague, I will call the pandemic a plague. I will call the coronavirus a plague. I will call inflation a plague. Racism, disrespect, brutality, killing each other, disrespect, any lack thereof. It's hard to put into words how or why. People are losing their family members. Pinpoint that. The system took away fathers from the home that lack discipline. After no discipline, there's no structure. And going into the world unprepared with no structure, the powers that be don't really care. That's what I think.
Wow. Thank you, Talana. That's an interesting analogy, because we're living in a time now where there's stuff going on that we're not even aware of. If you read the Bible, you can see that something is about to go down, and it's going to be completely out of our control. And when they take away this dollar currency and they put crypto in place of money, when that's what they're doing. They're doing it right now. They're going to change the currency. They're going to change the whole economic system. This is a new world order that's getting ready to drop down. And when it does, either you win it or you're not. Right now, they're knocking out the middle class. All these people making $300,000 a year, $150,000 a year, they're knocking them out the box. They're getting knocked out the box. You're only going to have the rich and the poor, the haves and the have-nots. But what bothers me is here we go through an economic situation and all we think about robbing each other, doing home invasion in the black community. But look at, I forgot the brother Clarence, I forgot his last name, Clarence Avant. They shot and killed his wife. A black guy did a home invasion on Clarence Avant, the big music mogul, and killed his wife. You know, it's just crazy. Why do you want to go kill some more black people? I mean, you know, we've been hung, we've been castrated, we've been beat. But wake up, you know, just like I saw, you know, this thing at the high school where the three black football players were acting, standing up there like they were being sold as slaves. We have to stop killing off our seeds. It's bad enough that the police have shot so many of our seeds, but when we start doing it to each other over the smallest little thing, that is redundantly ridiculous, and it needs to be just abolished and taken out of our system. We need to get killing each other out of our system. We need to get hating each other out of our system. This is what the Willie Lynch law was all about. Willie Lynch was about teaching light against the dark, house against the field, fat against the skinny, you know, curly hair against the nappy hair, blue eyes against the green eyes. It was all a premeditated conspiracy. And we have to wake up and smell the coffee, because there's a new cup being brewed every second. And if we ain't ready, we ain't going to stay ready. How are you going to get ready? You got to be ready already. What you see said, everything you should write is everything that was turned down is now turned up. Amen. We have lost empathy for each other, and the young people don't feel or believe of the days of the old years. I agree with you. It bothers me to know who's going to be taking care of us as we get older in our future. You know, if they're on K2 or they're using lean or crystal meth or whatever kind of drugs they're using now, if you all drugged out, how are you going to be able to produce and do something positive if you're on drugs every day? So we need to wake up. Stop killing black men. Stop killing black women. Stop killing each other. You know, just because you get a gun, that doesn't make you God. You need to be stocking up and storing up for what's about to go down. You think the gas is high now. Wait till you can't go in the grocery store without having the mark of the beast on your forehead or on your hand. Wait till you can't go get no gas unless you have an odd or even number on your license plate. Y'all better wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee. It's going down. It's going down. Right now as we speak. So I want to go right to Professor Reams and get a short analogy of why we have so much black-on-black crime. Because we have been free 450 years ago, but are you free in your mind? Are you free in your mind? I know about the Emancipation Proclamation. I read about it, talk about it. We even talk about the Willie Lynch Law on the show every year. But what are we doing to make things better for us as a people? Professor Reams, please take the floor. Why do we shoot and kill each other over the smallest little things?
Yes, thank you, Pastor Jones. It comes back down to that it's very easy. It also comes down to the issue that since we've been conditioned over the Willie Lynch policy and memo, that this has been the fail-safe when things are working. I've always seen that when, let's put it this way, we're talking about reparations at this point within this state, an issue which would never have been talked about. And the more that we begin pushing forward and seeing the grift, the more that there are forces that may pay our own to attack those that are being successful or even an example of what they could do and what they could move forward with. So you're seeing this spiritual battle that's going on. You also see this mental battle where we have Confederates of our own that are against us, as you know, different than you have with the different parties. So when this happens, you notice that it's successful people, as well as middle class, as well as those that they don't care about and that they're trying to pick off strategically. But then that means that we're doing a great job strategically, because I have been to so many graduations and seen so many uplifting things that the good outweighs the bad, but you're always going to have the bad in that. Otherwise, we would have seen more incarcerations than we do have. Now, let's be quite honest. The incarcerations are up there, but because of the fact that they're more likely both white and black to condemn our own. That just means, as the good Lord says, I'm doing something right. So feel good in that we're doing something right. But the tragedy is it reminds us that we have to still do something right in order to deal with the dark. Now, as far as the internal things, yes, it hits it with jealousy. We're dealing with envy. We're dealing with greed. But think about what has had to be done. They have to drop guns into our neighborhood. Otherwise, we wouldn't have dealt with that. Similar to what happened with smoking, smoking ads and things like that to get us to smoke. Otherwise, we black folks were not smoking in large things back in the day. And it only happened in recent years as was pushed. So as Talana brilliantly said, with subliminal messages that are going on in society, along with this keeping up with the Joneses that I have, and then seeing the jealousy that comes up with another person who makes it beyond that. But then we also have to look at, from a case-by-case-by-case setting, why was Nipsey Russell killed in the first place? And it still hasn't come clear on whether it's because, you know, Holder was snitching on something, or Nipsey was just trying to school him out a little bit and he just didn't like it. And also the issue with Dr. Aretha on Mental Health Matters, what are the triggers that we're dealing with that we haven't addressed at all, dealing with our own and dealing with how to handle the stressors that are out there. So as Clarence mentioned, it's a multifaceted thing that's going on. But you also have to look, as you've mentioned, the big picture that we have enemies who hate the idea of democracy and will find any way to show that it's not working. But then the other side of it is if we become an authoritarian government, all rights are gone. We'll be back again to the plantation because of the fact that they will not want us to have the same rights as they do. So you looking at this from this perspective is brilliant because now we know what the symptom is of the bigger picture. It's power. It's greed. It's envy on all sides. So the next thing that we need to do is do as we're doing now, grab onto our loved ones, grab onto our family members, have that conversation. When we are confronted with that, ask the obvious question, why do you hate me? Why would you want to kill me? Why would you want to do this to your own? Do you know the history of where we've come from? And in doing so, it diffuses that to ask this simple question of why and what we can do about it. So brilliant discussion. It's just one of these things that I've been dealing with for years and years and years, and I had some success in changing it around because the person is acting out and doesn't know where to go, doesn't have anyone to talk to. And then last week I spoke about listening. When those signs come up, whether it's a rapper or whether it's a family member, listen to the person. Don't talk at the person. Don't judge the person, but let the person have that long conversation so they can come to a decision of what direction they're going to go. And if we do that with one person at a time, then we can reverse the trend that we're seeing. But of course, we're also in an election year where you're seeing all sorts of heinous things coming out dealing with Herschel Walker and all these other folks in general and all these leaders. And that's why you want to push that noise out of the way and do as Dr. Granny B says, just sit down, relax, and have a session where you pray and you just let the Lord speak to you first. And that way we have the opportunity to create that conversation that addresses the other part of the problem. So everyone, get your armor on, get your sword of the Bible on, because we got a lot of hurting people there, and it's time to listen and just let God be God. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you. Evangelist Virginia Valentine from Baton Rouge, Louisiana said, these killers don't value their lives, and they don't value yours. And that is so true. I mean, you know, this young lady was going to her car. She was a beautiful young lady. This guy, he comes up to her. He wants her purse. He takes her purse, and then he shoots her. You already have her purse. Why did you have to shoot her and kill her? She died right there in the police officer's arms. He kept saying, am I going to die? I've gone to so many scenes where it was black-on-black crime, and they called me, can you come out and pray? And, you know, and I go out there and pray, and a black person shot another black person over the smallest little thing, $5. Sister Felita Will said, I think it's for attention and also some type of mental health. And yes, they do set up with allowing these things to be in our neighborhood. Some of it stems from childhood lies, how they were raised. There are many reasons why we must continue to pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. All I can do is hit like on that. First Lady Felita Wills, you said a mouthful on Facebook Live. I agree with you 100%. We are living in a time now where people are heartless. And I'm going to tell you something. These gun-toting women are more dangerous than gun-toting men because they feel like I got a gun, now I can prove something. So all these gun shootings aren't being done all by men. Some of them are women doing shootings too. And then you got just all kinds of unnecessary crime. Babies raising babies. That's a good point, Michelle Brown. That's an excellent point. And, you know, I see grandmothers that are almost in their 20s. Okay, I know. That's a little bit young, but I'm serious. Late 20s, early 30s are becoming grandparents at an very early age. Because if you had your child when you were 16 or 17 years old, you know what I'm saying? So just think about that. Sister Sheila Timberlake said, as that saying goes, hurt people hurt people. You are so right. Hurt people hurt people. Edie Way said, yes, they are. No one cares for anyone anymore. You're right. I mean, I don't care if it's a parking spot. People have fought each other and killed each other over a parking spot. I saw two young ladies get into an argument at a gas station. I never thought I would see this in my life. They were arguing over who was going to get gas at that spot. And the other woman got mad, got in her car, and ran the woman over. He ran her over with her car and drove out the driveway and left. And we went there and helped her. If we wouldn't have been there to help that woman, she would have died. But thank God she did not die, but he was very, very critically hurt. This is over argument over who's going to get gas at a certain spot at the gas station. So I'm just saying, be mindful on the freeways. Be mindful when you go places. Be careful when you go places because it's a lot of crime, and we're going towards Thanksgiving and Christmas again when people even get more desperate. And with the economy just looking like it's about to crash, when it crashes, it's going to be a lot of people trying to figure out, how am I going to feed my baby? How am I going to feed my family? How am I going to feed myself? Brother Everett said, it is the me first kind of world. You got that right. It is the me first kind of world. And only God can help us. Only God can help us, which brings me to our word of the week. And our scripture of the week, our word of the week is transformation. And we're doing that right now. That is our word of the week. Transformation is our word of the week. Our scripture of the week Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. And it reads, "My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments." I'm going to read that one more time. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. And it reads, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." We have to keep God's commandments in our heart. Because if we don't keep God's commandments in our heart, we're going to end up getting in a situation. And if we don't have God's commandments to lead us, "Thou shall not kill. Thou shall not bear false witness. Thou shall have no other God before me. Honor your mother and your father that your days may be longer." We need to revert back to the commandments that God has put in place for us to live by. We're so busy trying to do this and do that, and we keep forgetting about what God has already put in place for us to go by. It's everything you need to learn about the word, is everything that how to live, is all in the Bible. It's all in there. If you want to eat right, if you want to live right, if you want to be right, it's all in the word of God. I'm going to leave that right there. Okay, we have another subject matter that we're going to address right now, and we're going to address a very important issue that has gone on for a long time. Right now, I'm saying to you, our next topic is called vote, vote, vote. Vote, vote, vote. Because if you don't vote, then your vote didn't count. And if your vote doesn't count, I want you to think about Evangelist Virginia Valentine said, "If a murdering spirit loose on the land, pray saints and be watchful." Yes, it is. It's a murdering spirit that has been loose on this planet called Earth. The devil is busy devouring as many spirits and lives as he can on an all-time high. And we're not going to give the devil no power or no authority over us. But the devil is busy. And I mean, he's busy in everything. He's busy in the home. He's busy with father and son, mother and daughter, marriages, relationships. The devil's trying to separate anything good. And I remember, I thank you, Edie, for putting up there. Scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3. And the word of the week is transformation, because we're transforming right now as we speak. Look at the gas. Look at the economic situation. Look at America. I mean, I just don't get it. We have all this money to send over to another country that's fighting against Russia, but we've got a serious, out-of-place homeless situation that's just overbearing. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm praying over my vote this year too, Sheila. You are, man, I am really praying over, because you got these new organizations have been threatening people who work at the voting poll. They're telling them that they're going to blow up the voting polls. They're going to kill them at the voting poll. And you know who's behind all that. I'm not even going to say no names. But the same person is behind threatening people at voting polls in Atlanta, in Georgia, in California, and other places. They are starting to threat the people, give threats out to people who work at the voting polls. Well, I'll have you know, last year, I worked at the voting poll. And I probably want to do it again. And I'm not going to let nothing intimidate me from going to place my vote or to work to help other people vote, because strength runs in numbers. Strength runs in numbers. And the more numbers we have, the more strength we have. And the more we vote, the more our voice gets heard. Your voice cannot get heard if you do not vote. Some people, I hear them say, "Oh, I'm not voting because my vote don't mean nothing." Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Do you believe? Because faith without works is dead. You have to believe, and you got to know that you know that your vote does count. And it's been counting since the beginning of time. It was a time when you would go in to fill out that application for voting, and they would throw it right in the trash and almost in front of your face. And they would say, "Ninja, you can't vote. Who you think you are, ninja, coming up in here trying to vote? You better get up on out of here, boy, and take the back door while you're at it." So those days are gone, but they're trying to bring those kind of days back. And we need to wake up and smell the coffee and make sure those kind of days don't exist anymore. Amen. Without further ado, I'm going to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, what do you tell people when it comes to voting? What would you tell them? Because I'm telling them to come on and vote. Go right ahead, Brother Clarence. Take the floor. Brother Clarence, are you there?
Yeah, Pastor Eddie, we got to get out here and vote, Pastor Eddie.
Many yes, we do.
Of our ancestors have been jailed, beaten, murdered, just for us to have the right to vote. You know, this nation has been through a long road of righting many of the wrongs, which all of them haven't, even on today, haven't been righting yet. And correct it. And so if you don't go out and vote, you have disassembled yourself from a right that people have struggled for, that marched, eaten by dogs, been hosed down, jailed, murdered, just for us to have the right to vote, just for a woman to have the right to vote, not just blacks, but for all of us. But we are the tip of the spearhead in this mission called elections. Just over the weekend here in Los Angeles, they just released a tape of city council members using racial slurs, talking about another city council member because he has an adopted black son on the float, called him a mom. And so we have to be sure that we analyze who we're voting for. We have to read your pamphlet. If you got your pamphlet on all these issues in the election, be sure you read and understand what you're voting for. Take a few hours. Sit down and read it. If it takes a couple of days, read it. I read mine every election. You know, we just looked at, 8 years ago, they had the election for these shopping bags. And I read that thing and it was still so difficult to understand which way to vote, and it was so tricky. These attorneys are so keen and wise in wording their phrases that we were tricked into paying 10 cents for a shopping bag. So that's just an example. Read your voting manual, understand who you're voting for, understand what laws you're voting for or voting against, the propositions, all of that. So it's so important for us to vote. You know, I talked to, just the last thing, I talked to some Jehovah's Witnesses before. They don't vote. I say, well, if you don't vote, we just follow whatever the election say. I say, that's lower than being a slave. You just go along with the program. You need, we have to voice our opinions. We have to voice what we want and the changes we want. In our communities, in our cities, in our nation, and even in our state. So, great topic, Pastor Eddie.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. Hey, I want to shout out Brother Don Wyatt. My brother Don Wyatt, we're shouting you out, man. One of the greatest keyboard and piano players I ever met in my life. Don is a bad brother. He can play any keyboard, any piano. Sheila just asked, Eddie, will you do a show on the propositions? Yes. As we get closer to the election, we're going to dedicate the show, half of the show, to doing all the props so you can know who to vote for, what proposition is good. I tell you one thing right now. There's a proposition right now that I'm very unhappy with. For people who have to do dialysis, okay, they are trying to shut down the dialysis clinics. And that's not good because some people have to depend on dialysis every single day. So we cannot afford to have one dialysis center closed in the United States of America, especially if there are people who have to have dialysis every single day. So we're going to be watching that one. And there's some other propositions. Y'all better be careful because some of these propositions are going to be taking away people's right to bear arms and people's right to do certain things. And you don't read the fine print, you'll be lost. You're thinking you voted for something good, and next thing you know, it backfires on you. So make sure you read. analyze and evaluate, put things in perspective of what you want to do when it comes to your vote, because your vote counts. And our ancestors went through hell and high water to make sure that they could vote. Some of them walked miles and miles and miles just to cast their vote. We don't know. And now they have a thing going on in Georgia just in the last election where they said if you get out of line to get water, you can't get back in line to vote. And to me, that's suppressing the voters. To tell them if you get out of line, you can't get back in line to vote because you went to the restroom or you went to go get some water. That's how they make sure that your vote does not count. So make sure you get out and vote. Tell your family members to vote. If they're over 18 years old, and even people who have been incarcerated, you now have a right to vote. So there is no excuse. This is a very serious topic, a very serious discussion, and it's very, very important that we realize our vote counts, okay? And be careful who you're putting in office. What's up, Rodney? How you been, man? Brother Rodney, good to see you, man. I'm going to just say this blessing to everybody. Blessings. Blessings, blessings. Yeah. So we got to be careful because folk will come and do whatever they can do. And if we don't be careful, we'll be out there. It's time to vote. Next thing you know, voting passed and you didn't even vote. But then you wonder why you got so-and-so in office or whoever you don't want to be in office because you didn't get out there and vote for the person that you should have had in office. So I'm not going to say no names. I'm going to just say this. We definitely don't want T-Rump back in office. We definitely do not want T-Rump back in office, okay? Matter of fact, anybody that could pull a coup on the United States of America or attack the state capitol and actually murder people at the same time while you're doing it, we don't need them in office. Matter of fact, I read it in an article and I heard it on the news that T-Rump said that if he is indicted, he will send out his good old boys again to attack the American people, okay? So I'm going to just say this. I pray to God in Jesus' name that that doesn't happen. Amen. We don't have time for that stupidity. When you got gas at $7 an hour, you got a steak is almost $15 an hour for $15 for a steak or $20 for a steak, we better be thinking outside the box. We should be trying to preserve everything that we can. Because when this economic crash takes place, if you ain't ready, you're going to have to get ready. But if you're ready, you don't have to get ready. So stay ready. Okay, let me review some of our topics. Why are black people killing each other was one of our topics. Another one of our topics, why are rappers being killed every week? Every week there's a rapper being killed. We talked about the price of gas and how high gas is. Now we're talking about voting and how important voting is because a lot of people talk about voting, but they don't go out and exercise their vote. Amen. So exercise your vote. And with that being said, it's about 10:24 a.m., and I want to make sure we have plenty of time for everybody to do what they do. And so today we're going to start off with our regular segments like we always do. And I want to start off with Words of Wisdom by Talana Jones. Talana Jones, please take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
All right. Good morning again, everyone. Welcome to Words of Wisdom. Today I have two powerful quotes to share from Mandela. And they read, "Life like slavery and the apartheid, poverty is not natural. It is a man-made, and it cannot be to be overcome and eradicated by the actions of human beings." And the last quote reads, "I have learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." Excuse me. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
All right, Talana, thank you for the words of wisdom. Thank you. Thank you so much for the words of wisdom. Now, wow, very well said. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. Now, look, if you want to listen to the show or you want to make a comment on our show, dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064, okay? And you get in on the show, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search you put Eddie Jones Jr. underscore productions with an S, and you're in. Or you can go to Facebook Live, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, and we're live right now. Thank you, Cousin V. We see you. But we definitely want to get the sports report because I want to hear what's up going on with my Rams and my Chargers and my Raiders and my Cowboys. Anyway, we're going to have the sports report coming up real soon. But before we go to the sports report, it's time for health and wellness with Vera Jones. Vera, take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Thank you, Eddie. So today I want to speak about don't let your scraps go to waste. Don't. Just don't do it. Now let's speak about composting. Now what is composting? It's converting mostly our plant materials to or organic soil. Now you can get your family, your children involved. Just get involved. Now what are the benefits? The benefits, number one, is transforming something great to the earth. It's like giving back what God gave us, and we're giving it right back to him. So it protects our environment. It stops the waste of money because we waste a lot of money on fruits and veggies that sometimes we don't eat. And it improves our soil along with giving it great nutrients. Now, there is no need for chemical fertilizers because guess what? We're using what we already have that is natural. Now, what can we compost? Well, while you're in the kitchen preparing some cakes or meals, just save your scraps from the fruit and veggies. And you can save your coffee grinds, the filters, old flowers, eggshells, green and brown leaves, grass trimming, cardboard, sawdust from untreated wood, newspaper, unbleached paper, like paper towels. And guess what? You can also compost lint from your dryer and hair. So now how do we do that? We can do it right at home. We could just take a large bin to a sunny or shade area, but, you know, the sun is good because it keeps it warm and moist. But what you could do is weekly put your scraps in there and then put dry material over it and water it and twist and turn it as well. Now, if you want to, you can also add some hydrogen peroxide to keep the smell down so it doesn't smell, or you can purchase your own electric composter or a tumbler, or better yet, like I said, do it yourself. Now, last but not least, what you can do if you do not care to do one at home, still do not let your compost go to waste. Don't let your scraps go to waste. You can drop them off. If you live in the Los Angeles area, you can take your composted items to the Crenshaw Farmers Market, and that's located in Crenshaw and Martin Luther King every single Saturday. To three. And on Sundays, you can take your compost to the farmers market located on Washington and Wellington Road. So enjoy your week and do not let your scraps go to waste. Amen.
All right. Let's give her a big
hand. Dr. Granny V.
All right. That was very informative. Thank you so much. I want to send a big shout out to Evangelist Virginia Valentine. She said something about her New Orleans Saints. And I want to send a shout out to Wanda. Hey, Wanda, send a big shout out to you. And wow, that was very, very nice. We needed to hear that because health and wellness is such a priority because without health and wellness, boy, we can get lost not knowing the right things to do to help us in certain situations that have to do with our health. Our health is but we will look towards the hill from which cometh our help, and our help comes from God Almighty. Amen. But thank you, Sister Granny V, for that very wonderful knowledge and wisdom about health and wellness. Without further ado, we're going to go to Brother Clarence M. Allen, and we're doing it early today. Brother Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor, regulate the manual, or are we getting a haunted soul, brother? Which one?
Time of year passed, Yeti. A couple of days have passed, and there was no football practice today. Wednesday the 6th, I kept quiet and told no one of what I thought was happening. The one and only thing that I knew I had to do was to go over to the area during the daylight hours and see what was happening in that area. The school bell rang at the end of the day, so I decided to go by the baseball field before I went home to change and head back to the park. In the meantime, as I was heading toward the park, the only thing that had stood in my mind was, did I really see and heard something, or was my mind playing tricks on me? I reached the park by 3:17 p.m. It was daylight, although the sun began to start setting. The fields were clear as the people gradually trickled from the park. The groundkeeper was painting the boundary line for tonight's action. I arrived in the area behind the baseball diamond where the fog had generated from. As I glanced around the area, nothing seemed to be out of the ordinary. No tracks of any kind, no traces of anything unusual. Everything appeared just as normal and as calm as any other day in the park behind the baseball diamond. Just by the other side of the sidewalk, to the sidewalk, there began a flower bed area filled with plants and some flowers along with several trees providing a casual shade in the landscape scenery. I stepped into the flower bedded area and into the dirt part of it. Quietly and carefully, I scanned the area. After a short look around, I believed what I had appeared to me was a small, crooked, thin line or a narrow crack in the ground. It looked like it had been shifted by a sudden abrupt force that had been moved from the violent force of the earth. I looked at the spot thoroughly on one side of the ground, and it seemed to be slightly cracked a little higher on the other side of the soil. It's probably nothing, but my own imagination played games inside of my head on some wishful thoughts what I have imagined had happened. So I went home. Autumn, especially during October, was a time of the year when the temperature started to get cold and the evening usually got foggy. Although the slight hazy clouds of fog began to appear every night, this seemed normal and nothing was unusual. After I reached my house, changed my clothes and ran off to the park football field. Football practice continued and the regular games would be played on Friday night. There were also basketball games held inside the park gymnasium. Everyone in the park was carrying on as if nothing was out of the ordinary was happening. No one within their wildest dreams would ever imagine what was about to occur starting this night in Will Rogers Park, just behind the main baseball diamond in the flower bed. This week was the beginning week of October 1971. On this night in this park, there would be a historical occurrence. Something started maybe in every October from here on. That haunted soul, brother, he's coming. He's here. Great, great Halloween read for this month. Family read. If we're going to change things in our family, in our communities, and even in ourselves, it doesn't have to be this book. It doesn't have to be Regulate the Manual. But we all need to think about and encourage ourselves and take that step forward. Get a book. Sit down and read. It's the only exercise for the mind.
Well, let's give a big hand for Brother Clarence.
Outstanding.
Thank you, Brother Clarence.
All right.
Thank you.
Super, the regulator.
Ooh. All right. That hey, let me tell you something. That haunted soul, brother boy, he ready to play some football, huh? Oh, boy. That haunted soul, brother, he's ready. That soul coming from up under the ground, coming back from the dead to haunt somebody on Halloween. Well, anyway, it's so good to hear from Clarence to Regulate the Manual and the haunted soul, brother. Thank you so much. That was really cool. But without further ado, for you sports enthusiasts, it is time for the sports report. First of all, Cousin V, how you doing, Cousin V? How are you?
I'm good. I'm okay.
Well, okay, you're breaking up, but I want you to know that we gave a big shout-out for Brandy and also for Brenda. And, of course, over the weekend, we had the Breast Cancer Awareness Walk and in solidarity with our family and Queens with Goals, and I was the MC for the event. So I MC'd the Breast Cancer Awareness Walk. It was the first annual one, and of course, I did bring up Brandy, and I did bring up Brenda. And anyone who has fought that battle of breast cancer. So we love you, we support you, and we're in your corner. Can we give a big hand for Cousin V? Just a big hand for Cousin V. We love you, Cousin V. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Thank you all so much.
So go right ahead, Cousin V. Take the floor. What's going on with my Rams and my Raiders? No, I'm just kidding.
Before I get to the Rams and the Raiders, I'm going to say also a shout-out to my sister Sharon, because out of the three family members, my daughter and my sister, they've already gone and got their heavenly wings. But Sharon is I think this is her third year survivor year.
Oh, yeah.
So hats off to Sharon, yes.
And
then I want to say, happy birthday to my first grandson. It's Brenda's son, Jerrion. Today is his third birthday, so I want to say a shout-out to my grandson, Jerrion. And then, of course, my sister, Brenda, died a year ago today on his birthday. So, you know, this month is kind of a hard month for us, but we're making it one day at a time and thanking God for every day. You know, that he did bless us to have those beautiful people in our family. So I just want to say thanks for that. And then also today is a bank holiday and government day, Columbus Day, which we know he really did discover America. So.
No.
All right. So
I
just a little bit of. Oh, okay. That's right. just a little bit of news about my Miami area here in South Florida. The Miami Marlins are looking for a new head coach. So anybody wants the coaching job, they're hiring. Then my Miami Dolphins, we're praying for both of the first and the second string quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa and also Teddy Bridgewater. And then the NBA season is about to start. So get out your calendar and just cheer for your favorite team. I hope to be in the stadium watching some of the Miami Heat games, especially when they play Texas or California if they play here. And so we'll start off on our NCAA college football. And I can't believe it. When I got the scores, because I worked this weekend, so I didn't get to look, I was surprised. Texas shut out Oklahoma in the Texas OU game, which is the biggest game of the year in Texas, along with the state fair. They shut them out 49-0. And then we also had TCU. They beat Kansas 38-31. LSU lost to Tennessee 40-13. Oklahoma State beat Texas Tech, and Texas Tech, you all know that Texas Tech is a good team, but they lost to Oklahoma State 41-31. Auburn lost to Georgia. Georgia beat them 42-10, and Georgia's ranked number one. Ohio State is ranked number two, and they did beat Mississippi State 49-20. UCLA beat Utah 42-32. USC, all your California teams seem like they're on a winning streak. They beat Washington State 30-14. Clemson beat Boston College 31-3. Florida State beat lost to North Carolina State, 19-17. And Texas A&M lost to Alabama 24-20. And then in our NFL season, we have on Thursday night, we open with week five, and it was the Indiana Colts
beat Denver 12-9. And if y'all saw that game, that was not a great game. Russell Wilson, I don't know what was wrong with him, but everybody was talking about that game. And then on Sunday, we had the New York Giants beat Green Bay 27-22. Also, Buffalo beat Pittsburgh 38-3. The LA Chargers beat Cleveland Browns 30-28. Houston beat the Jaguars 13-6. Chicago beat lost to Minnesota 29-22. And then Detroit Lions, they got shut out by New England 29-0. Seattle lost New Orleans Saints. All right, they won a game. They beat them 39-32. And my Dolphins lost a second game in a row without Tua. And we can't say that he's the whole team, but they just, I don't know if they're grieving or what, but they lost 40-17. Tampa Bay beat Atlanta Falcons 21-15. Washington lost to Tennessee 21-17. San Francisco won another game in a row. They beat Carolina Panthers 37-25. Arizona lost to Philadelphia 20-17. And Dallas Cowboys, hey, Texas and California, like I always do, me and Eddie and all y'all, my family. But Dallas Cowboys beat the L.A. Rams 22-10. And then the Ravens beat the Bengals in Sunday Night Football. That was a great game last night. They came back and won. Justin Tucker kicked that field goal, and they beat them 19-17. Tonight, Clarence will be glued to the TV because his L.A. Raiders will be at Kansas City Chiefs. It will start at 8:15 Eastern Standard Time. It can be seen on ESPN and ESPN Deportes. And then no one is on a bye, but on Thursday Night Football, Week 6 will start. It can only be seen on Prime Video. And it will be the Commanders at the Bears at 8:15 Eastern Standard Time. The last meeting, the Bears had won over them by 31-15. So we'll see what will be happening. This is my sports report, and y'all have a blessed week.
Wait a minute. What happened with the Cleveland Browns and the Chargers?
Remember I said the L.A. Chargers beat Cleveland 30-28.
Oh, but I just wanted to hear you say that one more time.
Lost to Dallas. Yes, your Rams lost to Dallas, but the Chargers won. Oh, okay. We said it one more time.
Hey, Cousin B, I'm not going to be glued to the TV. I'm going to be sitting in the TV.
I know you are.
If I'm not mistaken, I think we have Linda Goldie on the phone. Caller, Linda Goldie, is that you there?
Yeah, that's me.
Good morning,
well, Linda.
Good morning.
You've been calling in the show.
Good morning, Linda.
How are you doing? How are you, Linda?
I'm good. I bought some houseplants, and it's cheered me up. I have to have something alive inside.
Yes, that's what you have to have.
Amen.
Okay, well, let's do poetry in motion. Go right ahead. Take the floor. Give us some poetry.
Okay. I don't like to clean, it's true. I rather would do something new. And like a child who hates to wait, I cannot anticipate any happy ending. So there's no use pretending when it's not. I count the marbles left that I have got. I don't like a big TV. That is a waste of time to me when I could be creating instead of vegetating in a daze, glued to what is crude, unworthy of some praise. I don't like a lot of things that daily life always brings, but if I like it not, sometimes that's all I've got until I give it thought to see that God still watches over me, and then I must begin again. Because I'm like most mortal men.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's give a big hand for Linda Golden with that poem all the way from Oregon. Now, Vera played on here. I want to shout out to cousin Sharon Jones. That's our cousin. Angela Clayton. That's our cousin. Leilani and Yu Yu Chin. And heavily shout out to cousin Brenda Jones Reynolds and Brandy Monique Lamb. And, you know, just sending a big shout out to our family. And then I see cousin Mello on here, cousin Mello all the way from the down south. Hey, cousin Mello, how are you? Thank you for joining us on Facebook Live. And everybody that's on Facebook Live, thank you so much. And thank you for the hands, cousin V and Sheila Timberlake and Evie and everybody. Appreciate that. Now, look. We are counting down on the show today. We even have a little bit of extra time to talk about something else. But before I do, I want to go around and just quick get some quick, you know, just really quick. Because we talked about something to me that was very important. The black-on-black crime. And I want to get some closing remarks on black-on-black crime real quick. So I'm going to start off with you, Tawana Jones. What do you want to say in closing about black-on-black crime?
I'm right here. Change
okay.
I believe that just exactly what you said, the strength runs in numbers, so we have to learn to stick together and not kill each other.
Okay, thank you very much. Vera, what do you want to say in closing about black-on-black crime?
Well, you know what? We don't like it, and there was a lot of crime, and it was even in the Bible as far as crime-wise. But we need to let something else be contagious. We must let love be contagious and stop the violence. Love one another.
Amen, amen.
And amen.
Praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. Brother, okay. Linda Goldie, what do you want to say in closing about black-on-black crime?
I think it's tragic and pathetic and unnecessary, but it's a sign of the times, and it's a sign of the nature of men, you know, of any race.
Thank you so much. Brother Clarence M. Allen, short, brief, what would you like to say in closing about black-on-black crime?
Well, I've written a book about it, called Regulate the Manual. How did we get to these times, and what is going to take
Amen.
To make a change? But I like to share
Amen.
Two words. These two words, some of you may have never heard. The first word is program, not program. Program. Program is defined as the systematic annihilation of a race. The second word is fratricide. Fratricide is killing one's own brother and sister. So these are two very ingenious schemes within the program of this nation. So we have to understand what the program is and stop the fratricide. So until then, until we start studying ourselves, getting back to who we was, because when we all were kids, we didn't have these issues. We didn't have these situations. Mm-hmm. But we have allowed this nation to influence us, tempt us, encourage us that it's okay to kill each other, and it's not.
It is not. With that being said, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I'm going to get closing remarks on black-on-black crime, and then we're going right into the commentary with none other than the most wonderful, intellectual, intelligent, Professor Reams. Please take the floor. Professor Reams, give us your closing remarks on black-on-black crime, and then go into the commentary.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. With the idea of black-on-black crime, as all the panel has brilliantly said, is to address it, is to talk about it, is to bring it up, is to educate. It's to do all these things and to do it in love and do it in forgiveness and then do it in prayer so that the message gets placed. It replaces the hateful message that is in people's hearts. And if we can do that, we can save one person. It just takes one person and another person, another person that we're going to work with to change the narrative. Thank you. Now, the commentary. Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Once again, four topics. Woo, that is a lot that we've covered in one show. Well done. So one thing about it is I'll say my thank yous, and then we'll go about analyzing each one overall again. So thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Once again, your brilliance is always, always radiant. It allows us to hit all of these topics, which is necessary, especially during the last part of Vote, 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 Vote. To Cousin V, again, prayers to you, prayers to Brandy, prayers to everything, along with the fact that with an organization as Queens with Gold, Inc., that is an avenue that will help all that I hope you're a part of, as well as making sure we have the prayers for you and your family. Clarence, once again, brilliant, Audit Soul Brother, as well as Regulate the Manual. The Regulator has spoken, and it is written that he is there. So, Dr. Granny V, well done on the let's scraps go to waste, because, in fact, we do this all the time in my home where we try to make sure to find those things that we can use and not throw away, because everything is useful. Don't throw it away. So thank you. The doctor has spoken, and you have nailed it on that. Talana, words of wisdom, brilliant, simply brilliant, dealing with Mandela and his two points of view. This is so needed because of the fact that we're now in that time where we need everyone on deck, and we also need to, have the courage of triumphing over our fears and over our better, dealing with our better angels. So Melanie Aubrey, I send a shout-out. Dr. Reith, I send a shout-out. And, of course, Linda Goldie, I got my hug because it's always reassuring that God still watches over us in light of all these things. Now that we've gone through this, along with shout-outs to all of the shout-outs that Pastor Jones has mentioned. Now, we started the program dealing with black rappers being killed, which then slides into black and black. Why we're having black and black crimes. Now let's understand the situation is that these were successful black rappers who were doing and also giving back to the community. And so with that regard, and this is a warning sign, this is also an issue that has major connotations, both on the mental realms, but both on the type of music that's being done, and then also to reevaluate exactly what role they're playing, because back in the day, in the first stages of rap music, it was being socially conscious about things that would propel us and push us forward. And if you remember, many of the early rappers talked about black and black crime. But then it morphed, as you mentioned last week, where many of them turned to gangster rap, and it also changed the whole dynamic of what we're talking about. Gone were the days of being social justice. Now is dealing with those that are going to jail, being misogynistic. Even the look where you have the pants down with one buckle. Eric Adams, even with the new drill rap, had to stop the concert because three rappers was going to cause chaos. So he had to put a stop to it and says, so we need to have a kind of dialogue and conversation with the music industry, as well as with the rappers, as well as with the listeners to see, ask the question, why are we doing this to ourselves? Yes, money is there, but we are still dealing with the same jealousy, greed, envy that has been around since the beginning of our existence, which God has foretold would be our downfall. Now, when we go to the next area of gas, we talked about $7 to $8 gas. I did identify that California is in a unique spot where in trying to do what it has to do to keep the air clean, the gas companies have, and oil companies have taken advantage of that by, it's very costly. And as Clarence mentioned, it can be a very costly process. So what did they do? If you tax them or they have new process, they're going to pass it on to the consumer. So this has been a battle for 20 years plus dealing with California, especially with its economy. And the solution would be, why not use gasoline or oil anymore? But then there's a transition. Because let's say that we were to do that tomorrow, we would be able to employ 30 million folks to change the whole infrastructure for good-paying jobs to do that. Unfortunately, because of the way that we've been so stigmatized and sympathized and all these other eyes that we've been done, something like that would be a major project, which would make a lot of sense, which would receive a lot of resistance. So what you're saying is that the forces are using everything they can, not only to kill our own, but also to kill off any ideas of moving forward in order to maintain power, greed, and their position in power. So then when we move on to the issue of power, we are now sliding into the power that we have, not only within our own selves, but also what Granny V and Renewus have talked about, the power of self. One of the examples of power of self is voting. So through the vote, vote, vote process, you're looking at a way that we can exercise our free will. I am involved not only with voting, and just to let you know, the mail-in ballots have been sent out. And so at least in California, you have the convenience of not having to go on the day of voting to vote. You can put your ballot into the vote boxes or in the mail. But since Louis DeJoy has been around, I would recommend the vote boxes because then it gets there. When I do that, I get an email telling me that my vote has been done and it's been processed, you know, faster than you can say, yeah, vote. So we've made it very easy. But our success here, I didn't want to just leave it to myself. I also got with groups where we are phone banking for Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Texas, to be able to turn them over to a better situation. I'm also texting. I'm also writing letters, sending postcards. So to show that love of getting actively involved, we can do this by showing the same sort of vigilance to other states that may not have the same opportunities that we have here in California. So in doing so, that is what services and that's what energizes and, you know, that would be a transformative approach to not only work with this state but other states as well, because it was because of that that Georgia was able to flip. It was because of that that we don't have number 45 in office. And it was because of the effort in the recall effort that kept Larry Elders from becoming the governor, who would have gone back to old oil policies of just drill, baby, drill, to the present governor that is fighting to make sure that we keep our environment. So the person does matter that is in the office. And as Clarence mentioned, we need to read, but also do the final thing. If we know that folks are unable to go to the polls, as I'm saying, my family members across the way, get a carpool, get a bus, get a van, do whatever it is to help them to the polls, because once again, we're at this level where we have to vote like our life depends on it, because it will. You have the example of what a Putin will do to a democratically elected location in Ukraine, where if the authoritarian doesn't like something, then all of us will be punished. That is the type of system that they want to push us through. So when you hear about the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, or some of the other folks having artillery, they do. So the way that we're fighting is the Justice Department is coming in and arresting them, putting them on trial, putting them in front of people so that the public can see, is this the direction that you want to go with no rights, with going up against our voting rights, and with the possibility of rights being taken away, or do you want to move forward and transform this country into the promise of what the Constitution had said? So in doing so, folks, the bell has rung. Get your armor on. Do what is necessary to be energized, to fight for our democracy, but also to fight for your rights and also to fight for your own well-being, because no one should be sitting down. We're going to honor our forefathers. We're going to order John Lewis. Then we can do no more than what they sacrificed in getting us to this point. And in doing so, then we know that God is still watching over us because he expects us to do as he would when we pray to him. So with that in mind, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
All right, let's give it up for the commentary.
That's great.
Give it up for the commentary. Oh, man, that was an amazing commentary. That was an amazing show. And I want to thank all of the co-producers and all of the co-hosts. And I want to thank all the listeners, everybody on Facebook Live. I want to send a special shout-out to my Aunt Gloria. Hey, Auntie Gloria, how are you? I told you I was going to shout you out on the live show. So we're shouting you out all the way down there in Virginia. And we're shouting out everybody on Facebook Live. Felita Wills, thank you. Everybody that came on, thank you so much. Everybody on blogtalkradio.com, thank you so much. Hey, God bless you. And everybody who was on, who called in on the 646-787-8064 number and press 1, thank you guys all. I love you all. Now remember this. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. But also remember, the best is yet to come. But whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. We'll be here next week on the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, and we'll do it all over again. Meanwhile, God bless you, stay up, and keep you. God bless you. God bless you. Peace. And Cousin B and everybody, I love y'all. Amen. All right. What is the word?
We love you too.
The word is what's going on. That's the word.
We love you.
So let's find out what is going on, y'all. I love y'all. Peace.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, I know.
Man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.